A festival featuring six plays written, produced, and performed by Deaf creatives is back. Deaf Spotlight, a Seattle arts nonprofit, hosted its third short play festival in March. It was in person this year after moving online due to the pandemic. Radioactive's Dash Pink takes us there.
On a cool Saturday evening in Seattle, about 60 people filter into 12th Avenue Arts Studio Theater. Every seat is filled, and most audience members are chatting in American Sign Language, or ASL, as they wait for the show to start. On stage is the front of a floral shop, decorated in a vivid assortment of silk flowers. Above the set, a projector shines English captions onto the back wall. As the lights dim and conversations come to a close, the audience settles in for six plays highlighting Deaf culture and queer identity in Deaf Spotlight's Short Play Festival. Deaf Spotlight is a performing arts organization based in Capitol Hill, whose mission is to showcase Deaf culture and sign languages through the arts. They've been hosting the Short Play Festival every 2 years since 2019. I interviewed two of the people involved in this year's festival with the help of an ASL to English interpreter. One of them was stage manager Kelly Martin, who worked on Plant a Kiss, a play about two childhood best friends who reunite at a flower shop. And while both characters are deaf, that's not the focus of the play.
The focus of the play is that they're queer. So deafness is off the table, and all of a sudden, it's what's inside. Deaf people journey through these issues just as much as anyone else.
Martin started working with Deaf Spotlight as the artistic programs director in 2017 and has been a stage manager for all three short play festivals.
There aren't many deaf stage managers or set designers or deaf technicians. It's tough to find us. So when you have to go through a hearing stage manager, it's all about money and hiring interpreters for every rehearsal.
Hiring one ASL interpreter for a professional rehearsal process could cost thousands of dollars. And that's not the only barrier for deaf creatives. Martin says it's often hard to find spaces that fund and support deaf artists.
Deaf people might have the skills, but there's no resource or tools availed to them.
That's why organizations like Deaf Spotlight are so important. They allow deaf actors, like Rogan Shannon, to work in spaces that are open and accessible. I talked with Shannon about Deaf Spotlight using the same interpreter, so you'll hear the same voices before. Here's Shannon.
So I have full access with Deaf Spotlight to language. I don't have to explain my needs, my culture, where I'm coming from, my upbringing. With Deaf Spotlight, I'm already at home when I first walk in the room.
This year, Shannon performed in two of the short plays, including Camila for Camille.
My character's name is Mark, and I go to a flower store basically to find my sister's preferred flower, but I f***ed up big time.
They also starred in Beautiful Boy, where they played a character who died in the AIDS crisis. The two plays are heavy, and approaching these complex subjects can be difficult. All cultures have unique ways of approaching tough conversations, and deaf culture is no different. Here's Shannon's perspective.
With the deaf community, we do include everything that's going on, and we're telling the whole A to Z story, not hiding anything.
By confronting these topics through art, the Short Play Festival celebrates the joy and complexity in all people. Since they started 12 years ago, Deaf Spotlight has collaborated with over 500 deaf, deaf-blind, and hard-of-hearing artists. They aim to secure more public funding in the future so they can continue to showcase deaf talent. This is Radioactive Youth Producer Dash Pink, signing off.